My intention to stay as Premier until March 2012 has, however, been affected by events of the past 10 days. It is no secret that on Friday, July the 29th, I had a meeting with the Treasurer, Jack Snelling, and a union official, Peter Malinauskas. At that meeting, I was told that the leadership issue had been resolved and an agreed successor, Jay Weatherill, had been chosen. I was told that it may now be better for me to vacate the Premiership sooner than originally intended for March next year. Now, I'm not going to canvass the details of that conversation, except to say that it contradicted previous commitments, including allowing Jay and new Deputy Premier John Rau a year to establish their credentials to lead the state. I have not and did not object to the selection of Jay Weatherill as my successor. Indeed, I have previously said on countless occasions privately and also publicly that I thought it would either be him or John Rau who would take over as Premier. But I've never believed it appropriate for me as Premier to nominate or attempt to determine the selection of my successor. I was, however, disappointed with the leaking of selective details of that confidential meeting within minutes of it taking place, and in some cases before it actually did take place. It was agreed, however, that a transition timetable would be discussed upon my return from India. Unfortunately, the selective leaking of our conversation led to a torrent of speculation by commentators. That speculation is unhelpful for the government and for my party, but we can all live with that. I fought far too long and too hard to see the gains this state has made in the last 9 years damaged because of a dispute over the timing of my departure from politics, given that I'd already told party leaders that I was preparing to go early next year if a suitable and agreed successor could be found. If I have to rank the order in which I see my duty as Premier, it is this: my clearest and highest obligation is to the people of South Australia. My next is to my government, which I have a sworn obligation to lead to the best of my ability. My third duty is to the South Australian arm of the Australian Labor Party. Ours is a truly proud history, and one I venture to suggest with an equally proud future under Jay's leadership. I appreciate the assurances of Jay and other party leaders that I should step down at a time of my choosing. The public has a real interest in the question of the leadership of their state, and continuing speculation about the date of my departure would have been unhelpful to the government and the state. The people of South Australia elected me, and they have a right to know when and why I am stepping down. So I've therefore determined that in order to complete the job I have to do and to best assist Jay and the government in the leadership transition, that I will step down from the office of Premier on the 20th of October. That is just over 4 months sooner than had previously been understood.